130-some years ago, Charles A. Pillsbury's flour mills first harnessed the churning falls at St. Anthony on the upper Mississippi to thresh wheat into flour. Nearby, General Mills' precursor, the Washburn Crosby Mill, did the same. In 1889, a British company bought Pillsbury's five Riverside mills and tried to snap up Washburn Crosby as well. But old rivalries between the two companies reportedly prevented a merger, and the Brits eventually sold the mills back to the Pillsburys in 1923. In 1989, another British company called Grand Metropolitan acquired Pillsbury. Jump ahead to the present, and Pillsbury is again casting off a British parent. But this time, it's joining forces with General Mills to solve a modern dilemma. Namely, how do you make more money when consumers are consuming as much as they can, and competition is holding down the prices for your products? The answer seems to be twofold: get big and innovate. General Mills CEO Steve Sanger, speaking at a press conference in New York, said size is merely a means to an end.
I am not a believer in size for the sake of size. We felt confident that we could reach our growth targets on our own. So the only reason to do a deal like this is to deliver greater value to our shareholders by achieving faster growth.
Sanger says the merger will enable the company to save about $400 million by simplifying the business and cutting staff, removing what corporations like to call redundancies. Prudential Securities analyst John McMillan says the prospect for some Pillsbury employees in Minneapolis aren't very bright.
They're talking about $400 million of cost saves. That's a lot. And I think a lot of it will come out of that Pillsbury tower.
And General Mills will divest its North American green giant canned vegetables business and its North American Betty Crocker dessert mix business. Sanger says the company is cutting canned vegetables because it wouldn't fit the new business, and cake mixes because the new company would have owned more than 50% of the nation's cake mix market, a situation antitrust regulators would have treated with rigorous scrutiny. But McMillan says all these cuts will make the company leaner and more competitive in the long run.
I do think you'll have a better company that will grow faster and add, you know, more jobs longer term.
Another reason for this merger: a bigger General Mills will wield more power in the supermarket aisles. And as Target, Walmart, and Kmart aggressively add supermarkets to their stores, that power is precious. Gene Kinsey, director of the Retail Food Industry Center at the University of Minnesota, says a combined General Mills will own more shelf space. That, she says, provides a stage for new products.
If those variations belong, let's say, to General Mills, and General Mills has an agreement with Walmart or Target or whoever it may be to supply them with the cereals or the products on the shelf, they then have the ability to control the amount of space they want to devote to new products as opposed to old products.
General Mills will be able to apply its product development savvy to Pillsbury's lines, most notably its refrigerated dough goods. With luck, they will repeat recent successes they had with Go-Gurt, a yogurt for people on the go, and other products. For now, the deal is receiving the stamp of approval from the Pillsbury family. George Pillsbury, who's now retired, was one of the last Pillsburys to work in the family business.
It's great to have them find a partner that will keep the brand management, marketing management, here in Minnesota. So I'm pleased with that.
He says the Pillsbury crew always considered General Mills and its predecessor Washburn Crosby Mills a tough competitor. But he says the rivalry ended when the working day did.
Today, they have a very capable management, but they always have been extremely well-managed. And as I say, been very good competitors.
Now they'll have to be just as able collaborators. I'm Andrew Haig, Minnesota Public Radio.